Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm your host, Jazzy, and my guest is Dr. Nedra Washington, and she has an event coming up at Friendship West Baptist Church on Saturday, February 9th. It's called The Kitchen Table. Please tell us a little bit about your event.
Oh, well, thank you, Jazzy. The Kitchen Table is an event that is fostering the connection of the home, the school, and the community. And we want our listeners to come out because we know that they have challenges within the home, the school, and the community. So we need them to tell us what their challenges are. Within the Black community, anytime we had problems or challenges at home, we always met at the kitchen table and discussed it. Mm-hmm. So as a community, that's still home for us. And so we want them to come out to tell us what is happening. And so let's meet at the kitchen table and discuss it.
Very clever. Why is it so important for the community to come together and discuss education and the No Child Left Behind law?
Well, what's happening now is the research is telling us that of all ethnicities, African-American children are lagging behind developmentally and educationally. So we want to know what are the challenges that's happening in our communities that is causing us to lag behind. So the only way that we can find that out is if we talk to parents of children and ask them, you know, what are the problems? What do we need to do to help you help your children? Mm-hmm. And we can speculate that we know, but if we get it from them, then we're able to create these programs within the community and to partner with school districts and local other businesses who promote and facilitate the education of children. And as the president of the National Black Child Development Institute, the Dallas Interest Group, we want to be able to partner with those ISDs, and we want to be able to partner with those businesses and whomever it is that's advocating for children and families. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to help.
I'm speaking with Dr. Nedra Washington. She has an event coming up. It's called The Kitchen Table at Friendship West Baptist Church on February 9th. That's 2020 West Wheatland Road in Dallas. It's going to be from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And this is a free event. In your experience working with children or parents, what issues do they have in regards to their kids getting a better education?
Well, I don't think it's so much as an issue as it is the lack of knowledge and not knowing what the protocol is sometimes when it comes to, you know, being involved. Many parents think or believe that they have to be up to the school to be involved, or that the teacher literally has to see them. And there are numerous ways that parents can be involved in their children's education, and they don't have to come to the school. If they can, that's wonderful. That's great. We love to see them. But there are other ways. If parents are good at helping and creating crafts and, you know, writing newsletters or, you know, being supportive in the office, mm-hmm. or just being able to provide a quiet place for their children to do homework or checking their children's homework or going online to the different ISD websites to see what the homework is and what's going on within the schools, this is involvement. Involvement does not always mean that they physically have to be at the school, but there are other areas of involvement that parents can participate in as well. And communication. I mean, many of the parents have cell phones. Many of them have internet access. So if something is happening with Johnny or Susie, then send me a text and so that I can reply and say, okay, I'll take care of this when they get home. That's involvement. But how often does that happen? Now, many times we see parents when something goes wrong, but we want to see parents when everything is right as well.
Exactly. And if a parent wants to attend your event, they can bring their child with them, correct?
Absolutely. You know, this is a family affair. That's why it's the kitchen table. This is a family affair. So we want everyone to come, and we want parents, bring someone else with you, because we want to get to the root of it. We need to start taking care of our children, and we need to start to recreate that village that we once had, because now we don't even know each other. And so we need to get to know each other again. We need to start taking care of our children, because if we don't take care of our children, no one else is.
If someone decides to come out to your event, Can you give me a breakdown of exactly what they can expect, like a syllabus of the event?
Well, what they can expect is they're going to control the kitchen table because we want to know from them. Now, we'll have a group of panelists from different disciplines there. We've invited all of the ISD superintendents. Some will be there, some will not because they have previous engagements. We've invited both mayors from the city, the mayor of Dallas and the mayor of Fort Worth, and we've invited some local academians from Texas Women's University who are specialists in the areas, in different areas when it comes to leadership, when it comes to parental involvement, when it comes to early care and education. And then we also have some entrepreneurs who are relatively aware of the different things that go on, as well as some faith-based ministers who advocate on behalf of children and families and other organizations.
Attending this event, there will be a time period in which a parent, if they have a question, they will be able to ask those particular people, maybe someone from the superintendent or a panel.
That is correct. It is geared toward the parents. The parents will control this particular session, geared toward them. Whatever it is that they want to know, mm-hmm. we are in hopes that the panel will be able to answer it. And if they can't, we will find the answer.
I see. I'm speaking with Dr. Nedra Washington, and the event is called The Kitchen Table. It's at Friendship West Baptist Church, February 9th, 2020, West Wheatland Road in Dallas. It's from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. If you have children and you are very involved in their education and you want to make sure that they have the best education, this is an event that you should attend. They have invited all kind of superintendents from different school districts, and there are going to be other people amongst the panel that are highly educated in the education field. So if you have any questions, this will be the time to come out and ask them. And again, this is a free event for you and the whole family to come out. And you advise them to invite other people, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we cannot make an impact unless we are in numbers. And so we need to bring someone with us so that we can have that impact. It is important that we not just reach one, but we reach the next one and the next one and the next one. And so, and maybe you can't come out, but there will be someone there. If she says, you know, give me that information. We want to walk away with applicable practices, best practices. So when we leave from the kitchen table, our hope is that our parents have gained some knowledge as to what it takes to be involved, what it takes to make our children become more successful developmentally and educationally. We hope that they know what the protocol is when it comes to when you're having challenges with teachers at school. There is a correct protocol that you go through in order to resolve the issues. And most of all, we want to make that connection between the home, the school, and the community is important. And that leads to the overall academic success of our children.
Mm-hmm. Some children just need mentors. Do you believe there will be some mentors there? Anybody that might be interested in mentoring some of the children?
Absolutely. With the Dallas Interest Group of the National Black Child Development Institute, we want to partner with businesses and ISDs out there. And our job specifically, too, is to mentor to children as well, whether they are elementary, middle, or high school. And we will be implementing some programs within the community so that we will be able to reach those children who need mentoring or who parents want to make sure that they get, you know, what they need. And that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like a wonderful event. Now, if someone wanted to get more information about the Kitchen Table event and just see what it's all about, where could they go online to get more information? Or maybe if they wanted to reach out to you and ask you a couple of questions before the event, how could they do that?
They can contact me via my email address. My email address is NedraWashington76@yahoo.com. Again, that's NedraWashington76@yahoo.com. I welcome all questions. You will, you know, get a quick response from me. Whatever it is I can do to help you, that's what I'm here for, because we want to make sure that our children are successful.
Again, this event is going to be February 9th at Friendship West Baptist Church. It's called The Kitchen Table. You got to put it all out there on the kitchen table. Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So we want you all to come out. Thank you again for calling into the show.
Thank you, Jazzy, for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem.